This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
Hey, there's a whole band here in studio. What's up, guys?
How's it going?
Hey, thanks for having us.
iRock 93.5 here with Archetypes Collide. And now, okay, I guess first I should do, I always like to go around the room and do the kindergarten thing first. Let's all introduce ourselves. I'm Ryan.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Jared.
And I'm Kai.
There we go. Now we all know each other. And this is Becky.
I'm Becky in black.
There we go. Now we all know each other. Here's the first thing, though, that I got to ask. I am not a smart man, and I had to look up archetype to find out what it meant.
That is fair.
Who came up with the name? Where did it come from?
So, honestly, when we first started recording music for this band, we came up with the band name. And initially, we just thought it sounded kind of cool. Just dumb kids making cool band names. And what's cool is it's really coming to its own. We just signed our first record deal with Fearless Records. Debut album just came out a month and a half ago. And we self-titled the album. And the reason we did that is because our band name has become a little bit more than just, oh, we think it sounds cool. It's the idea of combining different genre archetypes, bringing all the different sounds outside of that rock metal umbrella into this sound that we love and we just enjoy playing live. And I feel like the name has really just become its own. And the band is just, it's just completely blowing up now. So many people are jumping on board and it's a really cool thing to see happen.
Absolutely. I mean, and it's great, obviously being on a tour like this with Trivium and Beartooth and Malevolence. I mean, those are big names to be out there with. And we've been talking here for a while already. For those of you who weren't in the studio, not listening to this recording, sorry, you missed a lot of good stuff. But you were saying that this has been your second kind of big tour that you've been on now?
So this is actually our third ever. So yeah, when we signed the deal with Fearless Records, we were still just a local band in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, just kind of on the grind. We had a song that popped off on some XM radio, and then things just started happening for us, and people left and right started, talking to us, and it was a really big moment. We've done three massive tours now. So first one, we went out with The Amity Affliction. We went out with Secrets in the fall, winter time at the end of last year. And now this tour, this is the biggest tour we've ever done, and it's absolutely insane. I mean, one, Beartooth is a band that, like, all of us, back in the day, Caleb, Attack was like one of the OG, screamo bands, crabcore. Yeah. Like that's in our blood, that's in our DNA, and now we get to share the stage with them every night. I feel like that's just such a cool full circle thing for us. It's, and of course, Trivium, obviously, Matt mentions that they're on their 15th anniversary of their fourth album. And I'm like, hello? Like, we're still in our diapers, dude. Like, it's cool to see just the joy those people have on stage, even when they've been playing for so long, and the ability they have to control a crowd and have a good time and play is pretty inspiring.
Well, and it's got to be cool when you look at the tour poster and it says Knotfest Roadshow presents. Mm-hmm. That's a cool little thing right up there at the top that I don't think many people, maybe, if you don't like study it, notice, but I noticed that right away. I'm like, oh snap, this has got a little extra to it.
Yeah,
definitely.
I have a question real quick. So you talked about getting signed to Fearless Records, which everybody knows there's some big name bands on Fearless Records. So what was that like when you guys finally put ink on paper? I mean, was there a celebration? You had to be just so stoked to be a part of the Fearless team.
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty much, it was a longer process for it, but like when we just got the initial email, be like, hey, they're interested, it was like, what's happening right now? We joke about this. You're just like, yeah, it'd be cool. Maybe one day, like, this could happen. And then it's like, oh, this is happening right now. And then the day we got the final, we signed it. We all hung out where we practice at. Our wives were there. It was great. It was just a little family thing. And it was nice to just kind of look back on that and just be like, wow, we actually got this far.
Yeah, it was a little bit of, people call it imposter syndrome, where you just kind of like pinch yourself. You're like, man, what the heck are we doing? Like, this is very few people get the opportunity to do stuff like that, like this. And it's just, that's what even pushes us more to like, man, let's get it. Like, let's go for it, because you never know when you're going to get that shot back. So it's a pretty cool life right now.
And so you mentioned your sound and how people kind of started to take notice, and, you know, then Fearless gives you the call and all this kind of stuff. Your sound, if we'll call it the elevator pitch. You don't have guitars in your hands and you're on the elevator with the record rep and he's like, well, what do you guys sound like? Who do you tell him in that, let's say, 12-story elevator ride to be like, we're like this?
Ooh. That's a good question. Oh,
that's a great question.
That's a great question, actually.
All right. I got you.
You got it? All right.
Thank you.
All right. Do you like Linkin Park? Cool. You'll like us.
Yeah. There you go. Bam. Now you got 10 more stories to talk to him about why you're cool. Yeah.
Perfect. Exactly.
So, I mean, from I ask it in that direction to say, okay, Linkin Park, would you say your music then, that's kind of some of the influences you're pulling from, is that Linkin Park new metal-ish kind of scene?
Yeah, what's wild is, like, that obviously just, like, paints, like, a slight part of Archetypes Collide. Like, that's really kind of, I know Kai growing up was huge into them, me as well. It's just, Chester Bennington's voice is insane. And we were just listening to some stuff with, some Mike Shinoda tracks, but they had Chester singing on it. And it's just like, man, his voice is so good. And, like, as a vocalist, like, it's aspiring to be like, man, like, you know, to take what he did and try to use that to influence what we do as well. Definitely huge influences there. I know a lot of us growing up, like Jared, super into Green Day. He could probably talk to you all day about that. And then, of course, you know, like bands like Shinedown, Nickelback, 3 Days Grace. I mean, all of those like 2000s rock. That's where my background is all based in as far as my musical upbringing. But we have so much stuff that we're all over the place.
And you guys have these amazing influences, but you also talked about how the Archetypes Collide name kind of talks about the different styles of music that you play. And that reflects in the songs, because you guys have that like slowish, What If I Fall? But then you can go straight into a banger with Parasite and Undertow. Like, how do you do that when you're on stage? How do you like shift gears from, okay, we're down low, we're just going to chill here with What If I Fall, and then we're just going to straight out the box at the top with like a Parasite or an Undertow?
I mean, I don't think this is inside.
Yeah, you got it.
So like for me, like I just sit there and I'll just kind of, it's like a puzzle. You have to kind of piece it together and just kind of vibe with it. But like watching other bands that have had like a discography where it's like they didn't stay in the same genre and they didn't want to be like, well, we're just not going to play anything from this album. We want to play everything from every album. Yeah. Like, you kind of have to study that and be like, okay, after, like, so much time, like, I kind of need, like, the breather point, stuff like that. But then there's also things that we have to take in consideration, too. Be like, I can't, like, for Tyler, I can't just keep putting, like, fast drum after them. Like, I got to give him a break at some point, too.
No, for sure. No breaks.
No breaks. Red Bull.
Well, it's like a balance, too, because, like, you know, Archetypes Collide, like, it's there. You know, there's 5 band members and we all have these different wheelhouses we have. So like there's certain songs where vocally, like Fade Away, like I get to show my range off. I get to do some falsetto. I get to do some crazy screams, some belting, you know, singing, lower singing. It's all over the place. Right. But then we have other songs on our album, like, I mean, like Separate or, you know, Suffocate Me, where the drums actually get to like lean into it more and kind of pop off. And I think that's what's cool about our show, especially, you know, this whole show we have set up for this tour we're on right now, is we do get to flip the script on it halfway through. We're like, all right, we're going to vibe. We're going to play some jams now. And you see in the crowd, like people's eyes light up and they're like, oh, I had them painted already as this kind of band, but they can do this too. And I think that's what really has, you know, made this band what it is.
I will tell you, that is the tipping point. That's why I'm going to come back and see you guys again. That's why I'm going to buy the album, because of that range. You don't want to just be put in that box of just these same 10 songs and they're all the same. Mm-hmm. As a fan, you want that variety. And I think especially now with the way the music industry is, we want to expand. So that's great.
Yeah. And it would be easy to just like, you know, we could wheelhouse metalcore songs all day and just rip on them and have riffs and have breakdowns. And like, but I think that just, there's a little bit more excitement for us as a band to venture outside of that. But I mean, we've pushed that. I feel like we pushed that limit really well with this album, and the response has been insane. So sometimes there's some risk with it, but like everyone's on board and we're stoked about it.
Cool. Well, you're sitting here with some guitars in your hands and a cojone on the floor. No, I know it's not a cojone. I just like to call it that.
It's all good. Call it a box drum.
You've got these here with you, so I feel like you're ready to play something, huh?
We could jam a track for you.
Let's do that. Which one are you going to play?
So we're going to be playing What If I Fall. This was one of our singles. We have a music video out for it. And like I said, this is a song that... when I wrote it lyrically, the idea for this song was really rooted in the idea of taking that jump, going on tour and being like, hey, this is our moment. But like, what if we screw this up? What if we go for it and we do, you know, miss the mark and we fall and we don't make it? And it's kind of rooted in those fears of like, hey, like this is our chance. You know, of course we're going to go for it. But like, that deep-rooted fear inside of you that you kind of have to harness that and use that to push you to go forward. And that's what this song is all about. So,
well, awesome. Let's do it. Archetypes Clyde.
Let's get
live
it.
In studio. Hit it, fellas.
Cool. 1, 2, 3. What if I fall and waste away the life that I have made? What if I fail and let down everyone who trusted me? Pressure in my head always builds when I hesitate. You left on red cause my words won't resonate. Stuck inside my mind when the stakes get higher. Tell you I'm fine, I'm a fake, I'm a liar. Thinking that I should spare you my company. My head is in the clouds. It's a long way down. 1, 2, 3. What if I fall and waste away the life that I have made? What if I fail and let down everyone who trusted me? Why does holding on feel so wrong? It's weighing down on me. What if I different places every night, put my heart in another state. I fake a smile when I wanna keep it. Broken teeth face down on the pavement. I don't think I can make it another day. My head is in the clouds. It's a long
buddy.
Great.
Thanks.
Fantastic.
Let's
all right, put
go.
All the mics on here, put all this, that, boom, boom. Yeah, so you take those songs that you do in the studio, big, banging, and then you go, hey, now let's do it like this. That's got to be a process too, huh?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a little bit of what's it called? Rocket science? Brain surgery? I don't know, dude.
More brain surgery than
I'm losing the words now. You lose a little bit of oxygen when you sing like that. Even acoustic.
Come on, someone help your singer out here.
Answer for him, right? No, it's cool because a lot of our songs, we love the idea of songwriting and just trying to write the best songs possible. Obviously, through touring the last year, we've gotten to see what translates live and how songs play out and how fans react to it. And so we brought that to this album. And it translates. I mean, even to the simplest of just a couple acoustics and a cajon, like, the songs are still awesome. And I think that's the best part about that. Like, that's how you know you got a good song. If it translates to acoustic, like, man, I could play that thing all day. It's so much fun. So,
yep. Yeah. I think you're very much right on taking something that rocks, turning it into acoustic. I always say this about cover songs as well. Like, if you can take that pop song and make it a good rock cover, I'm like, okay, it had to be a good pop song as well for then all of a sudden XYZ band to turn it into this thing too. So for a song to be able to turn into different kind of formations of that song had to be good to begin with. So, well, that was very cool. I just got one more for you. I mean, you've been on the road with Trivium and Beartooth. We just talked about that. So far, because you haven't played here yet, but so far, what's been the coolest part of this tour?
Oh, man.
Coolest part. Are we talking coolest venue we've played?
Whatever.
Just calling the best part.
Something popped into your head right now.
Yeah. All right.
What was that?
Doesn't matter. Venue, food, roadside attraction.
I've got something really cool. So we're signed to Fearless Records, which is under the Concord Music Group umbrella. We played a show in Nashville, and our good friend Howard from Concord invited us over to the Concord offices the next day on our off day. And it was pretty funny. Maybe we can share what we grabbed because it was great. But basically, Howard takes us, you know, shows us all around this place, shows us all these cool places. We get to meet all the people that help with distribution and radio and this and that, and, you know, all that good stuff, which is awesome. But then he takes us to this one room, and it's just a bunch of shelves, pretty simple closet, but there's a bunch of vinyls in it. He's like, yeah, just take whatever you want. And I was like, wait, for real? And he was like, yeah, it's cool. Take whatever. Just don't take that shelf or blank and blank will kill you. But everything else is fair game you can take from it. And we're just like, dude, this is the coolest. I was like a kid in the candy shop.
Sure.
But yeah, that was.
That's a hell of a work perk.
Yeah. I would say so, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have donuts here, so.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we did see that. I'm so looking donuts, that. Vinyls.
I'm grabbing one.
Okay. Donuts and vinyls.
This tour, I don't know if this tour can get any better, honestly.
I mean, life on the road. There you go. That's it in a nutshell right there. Guys, man, I appreciate you so much coming out. That song was awesome, and I cannot wait to see you all tonight up on stage doing your thing.
Heck yeah.
So, yeah.
Thanks, awesome. Man. Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you.